Yeah, I don't know anyone who doesn't struggle with anything. I think for me, my biggest struggle would have to be questioning my level of faith. I don't question the faith in itself, but sometimes I find myself asking, do I really believe the things I believe? I think sometimes our perception of ourselves is different than what we are in reality. And I find that question kind of coming up, like, am I really a believer? Am I really going to be of the ones on the Day of Judgment that, you know, are seen as that, so.
I want to be, I know this might sound crazy, but I want to be better. I don't think I'm ever good enough in Allah's eyes. You know, I'm always, I'm sour. I'm like, forgive me. You know, forgive me, sorry, Allah, you know. That's not good, because you should think that Allah is giving you the best. You should know that. I tell this to my children all the time, you know, you look to Allah's favor, you look to Allah's favor. And then, you know, in my mind, it's like, oh, Allah, please. And that's something I really struggle with. Did He forgive me?
Struggle to try to catch up with so much work that need to be done, and I feel that I'm not putting as much energy in my old age as I was able to, struggling as best to finish at least some of the material that would be ilmun nafa, inshallah, that would be of benefit after I receive the call, inshallah.
As someone who has chosen a career in doing community work with Muslims, which I believe is for the sake of Allah, I struggle with reminding myself over and over again that I am doing this work for the sake of Allah, that I'm not doing it for victory, for myself, or for really anything, that in the end, that those results are in the hands of Allah, that I do it with one purpose and one purpose only. And so, sometimes it gets hard in the constant busyness of life to go from one thing to another and to remember why we do what we do.
I want my prayer to be better, and I want my prayer that I concentrate in my prayer more. And subhanAllah, I think inshallah I'm sincere in my effort, but it's something that, you know, keeps on, you're thinking about so many things and your mind wanders, you know, away from the prayer.
Fajr prayer, man. Who doesn't struggle with that?
Waking up for Fajr. That's a normal youth problem.
I'll just say one of my struggles, honestly, which is obviously a really bad thing, but sometimes I still struggle with waking up on time for Fajr. Like, I have this, like, I set my alarm clock, and then it'll go off at, like, whatever, 4:45, 5 a.m., and I'll hear it go off. And then I go, I turn it off, and the next thing I know, I'm waking up to my next alarm, and it's like 7:30. I'm just like, I don't know how that happened, but it's a struggle, so inshallah, I'll get over it.
Honest, it's not going to sound profound at all.
No, but I mean, yeah, it's a variety.
I have a sugar addiction.
Chocolate?
Not just chocolate. I think I have a sweet tooth. I do have a sweet tooth, and it's almost like an addiction. I really struggle with it. And subhanAllah, sometimes I feel like it's so easy to judge people who have these other addictions for things that are considered evil. And then I look at myself and I say, what's the difference, right? I mean, it's not as bad for me. I have diabetes in the family, so it could be. But it's not this is something considered evil. But from my side, if it's not, you know, if you can't control it, if it controls you, sort of just as bad. So I struggle with sugar.
Everybody struggles with a lot of things, but one thing I struggle with would be absolutely trying to please my parents. You don't know what they want. You don't know what they need. I never know what to do. Like, you just, it's like you come by them, you want to do something, but you don't know what it is. It's that little one touch, but you just don't know what it is. So you don't know what to do. Always want to please your parents, you feel like you're doing everything wrong. That's the one thing I would love to do.
As a parent, I would say, you know, you struggle with just being making sure that you don't mess up your kids. I think that kids are given what they need by their Lord, and they have within them greatness. And I think as a parent, we're stewards of that. And the idea is to just kind of get out of the way and just tinker just enough so that they can blossom into their full potential.
I work a lot and I don't see my daughter. And I have one, that's something that bothers me. Because my wife and I, we're going to have one kid, and I don't see her enough. And that's something that I struggle with. And even like next year, I know that it's going to be the same thing. Because my wife's going to work, I'm going to work, and then it's going to be the same routine that I get up early in the morning, I come home really late, I might see my daughter for an hour, and then it's over. And I'm afraid that, this is my one kid, and I'm not going to see her enough. And these are the years when, before she's going to school, when I can play with her and build a relationship with her. So that's something that I get worried about a lot.
Well, it's something that I struggle with. It's been something that I've always been struggling with since I was very young. It's, finding the true friends of my, like, who should I befriend and who should I stay away with? Who should I have a close relationship with? And I just feel something that I've been, like, there are main problems that I've been going through. And it's actually something that I'm glad that I'm struggling with, because it strengthens me as a person.
Being single. it's kind of like you're deprived, and just being married automatically increases your chances of going to them.
I think an ongoing struggle that I have is after being separated, that you understand what a romantic relationship is, and then having to refrain from it. It's basically like having knowledge and power and not abusing it, and containing it for when the time is right. And in this society, especially in Southern California, I mean, we live in Hollywood, it's all about glitz and glamour. It just shoves it down your throat. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this way, because I've had some conversations, but that's by far probably the most testing tribulations to try to endure in this society for me.